This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Crowded with workers, tourists, and vendors, the streets of Lower Manhattan are busy again. There's little to remind visitors that this neighborhood looked like a war zone after the September 11th terrorist attacks. For some, mainly small businesses, it's still a struggle to survive a year later. But the neighborhood also is undergoing a transformation. It's moving forward the way New York always has throughout its history. NPR's Madeline Brand visited a street near Ground Zero to see what the last year has been like for the people who live and work on the block and what they're anticipating in the coming year.
Murray Street is one of New York's oldest streets. Trinity Church gave it to the city in the mid-18th century. On one end of Murray Street, you can see City Hall across Broadway, around the corner on Church, and three blocks south, there's the empty pit that was once the World Trade Center. This time last year, the towers dominated Murray Street, bathing it in shadow for parts of the day.
That was our only view, basically. It was this, 104, 105 stories. It was huge. And yeah, that was our view when you looked out the windows.
Barbara Hansom and her husband own a four-person architecture firm at 9 Murray. She was there when the towers were struck and stayed in the office through their collapse.
After it fell with that ash and the darkness, you just were like you were in this little capsule. And it was just, it was totally silent. I think of Hiroshima, the ash came and the windows were just pitch black and total silence. As I'm talking now, it's like my heart's beating again.
Now, a year later, she still can't bring herself to walk around the corner toward the Trade Center site. On September 11th, part of the engine of one of the hijacked planes fell on Murray Street. For months, everything was covered in ash and soot. Fires raged three blocks away. The stench was everywhere. Residents and workers had to show IDs to machine gun-toting National Guardsmen. Tanks prowled the streets. Thinking about that makes it seem all the more remarkable to Hansom and her husband, Dick Boshin, that life now is pretty much back to normal.
I think there's such a big disconnect between the World Trade Center, which is such a gigantic event, and I'm just this little guy. And I almost feel like they don't relate to each other somehow. And it hasn't changed, my relationship with Barbara or the kids or the firm, really. The firm's kind of up and running and back to its usual problems. So in that sense, it really hasn't made that much difference.
But for others on Murray Street, there's a huge difference between today and this time last year. Small businesses that depend on street traffic, such as clothing stores and restaurants, are still suffering. If this were any other city, there'd be enough business to go around, but this is New York, where the competition is fierce. There are more than 50,000 fewer office workers in the area now, workers who would buy dress shirts or go out to lunch. Across the street from the architecture firm is an Indian restaurant called Spice Grill. A year ago, owner Ali Askari was running a profitable business. It was so popular, he had to turn people away at lunchtime.
Can I have a naan to go, please?
Now the restaurant is largely empty, despite a recent renovation, a new menu, and a $9.99 all-you-can-eat buffet.
Now it's become a ghost town, let me put it this way. I used to love to sit in my restaurant during dinner time, lunchtime, but now, no, I don't feel like. It's very depressing. It's very depressing. And the only thought that runs in our mind is how are we going to cope up with all the expenses?
Askari is now $70,000 in debt. He hasn't paid the rent in months. One day, the electric company threatened to shut off the lights during lunchtime if Askari didn't pay $3,000 immediately. His partner, Saeed Saboni, says they can hang on for maybe six more months.
It's like a wait and watch game. It'll get better one day, maybe tomorrow, maybe day after, Every day you walk in with a positive attitude that, okay, it's today's the day, everything's gonna change. From today, the restaurant's gonna pick up.
Up the block, it's going a little better at the bar Nathan Hales. It was a tough year, says owner Carl Christian. Like many small business owners, he received little governmental aid and is still fighting with his insurance company. But his business is slowly coming back.
I felt we could have received more help from various sources, but it's no point crying over spilt milk. I had too much time and energy and sweat and invested into the place to give up on it. And I still do believe in the neighborhood. It was just a case of starting over. It's really like starting from scratch.
Which is what New York is all about. The city is constantly reinventing itself, layering the new over the old. Different ethnic groups move in and out. Businesses thrive where others died. Buildings are renovated or torn down to make way for new ones. Take Murray Street itself, originally paved in 1790. It's been dug up at least twice during the last year for various infrastructure improvements. And above ground, there's lots of construction too.
We're about 80% complete in the lobby. Everything you see here is brand new. Terrazzo flooring, lighting, power concierge station.
A developer is converting an old IRS building from the 1950s into luxury loft apartments, where the penthouses rent for up to $15,000 a month. Richard LeBeau is the marketing director for the building.
We've been working down here since September. And if we would have sat here last November and you would have told me this is what we would look like a year later, I would have said it's impossible.
Small businesses may be scraping by, but the neighborhood has suddenly become a desirable place to live, fueled in part by a new rent abatement program. Office buildings everywhere are being converted into apartments. Apparently few people are put off by the thought of living so close to ground zero, so close to what is, in effect, a gigantic gravesite. Richard Goodman is a dentist who just moved from Murray Street to an apartment he bought that's even closer to ground zero.
I was down here from the day it happened to now. I pass by every single day, and it doesn't creep me out now. I'm used to it. I'm almost immune to it, really.
And Richard LeBeau, who's developing the apartments on Murray Street, says he expects all 400 apartments to be fully rented by June.
It's a very positive feeling being a part of the rebuilding, that there's somewhat of a defiance, really, to the terrorist acts. And people are standing up and saying, I'm going to live here, I'm going to make this my home, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be strong, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to eat in a good restaurant, I'm going to go play in a nice park, and I'm going to get on the subway and go to work.
Indian restaurant owner Saeed Saboni looks down the block at the new apartment building and can't wait for all the new residents to move in. He hopes they will save his business. And he has little time to think about what it used to be like on his block.
And thank God I'm alive, at least. So since I'm alive, I got to move on. You know, I got to take care of myself. I got to take care of my family. You know, hopefully after this 9/11 now, things are going to be different. People are going to move on. And hopefully things will be good again.
And for Saboni, an immigrant entrepreneur trying to make it on one block in this vast city, it's a great thing to move on. For him, the quicker everyone does, the better. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.